Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host for this program, which is called Talk to a Pastor. Today we're going to have a very special program for you. I'm going to get back to basics, talk about basics, because that's what you need. You need to get back to basics. What has happened to you in your life is that you have gotten very far afield. Once upon a time, when you were a little child, you woke up in the morning happy, carefree. You leapt from bed and ran barefoot over the carpet, filled with joy and filled with love and ready to meet the new day and all the wonderful adventures that you would encounter. Well, something went wrong, ladies and gentlemen, something went wrong. And now, years later, you find yourself unhappy. You find yourself nervous, anxious, upset, with lots of problems, relationship problems, and other problems. Not to mention the fact that you probably don't feel very good. Something has gone wrong. What has gone wrong, ladies and gentlemen? How did you get from being the sweet, exuberant little girl, or the exuberant, adventuresome little boy, brave and fearless, to where you are now? Once upon a time, you looked forward to a life of adventure, you know, like Star Trek. Or, Raiders of the Lost Ark. What's the movie, the one with Obi-Wan Kenobi and Star Wars? Yes, you looked forward to adventure, and if you were a young lady, you looked forward to becoming graciously beautiful and talented and meeting a knight in shining armor and living happily ever after, with wonderful romance in your life. All these things you look forward to, something went wrong. Well, what happened? What happened? What happened? What happened? It's like the Wizard of Oz. Dorothy was home in Kansas, and life was sweet with her little dog Toto and her aunt and uncle. And then she ended up in the Land of Oz, and yes, there were a lot of adventures there, a lot of things happened, and it was exciting, but eventually she just wanted to go back to Kansas again, okay? Well, if you really want to get well, and if you're willing to listen to a little fatherly advice, then perhaps I can help you. Now, a couple of things are needed. First of all, you must be willing to face the truth, even if it's painful. See, you must have the kind of attitude that you want to know the truth regardless of the consequences. And when you encounter that truth, should you hear it, then you have to be willing to admit some things. For example, admit that you are wrong. If you are wrong, see, maybe you're not wrong, but if you're like 99.999% of people, you're wrong, okay? And if you have that kind of an attitude, well, then I can help you. So you better stay tuned. My name is Roland, and I shall be right back. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Welcome. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor, and I'm here to talk to you. Now, this program is the worst nightmare for people who are hateful. For people who are hateful and who don't like the truth, because when I say that I'm a pastor, well, then you think I'm going to be, you know, trying to lay a trip on you, or you think I'm going to be trying to force religion upon you, or that I'm going to quote Bible verses and so on. But I'm not. Instead, I'm just going to sit here like a regular person and tell you the truth. And therefore, I will be just like, just like your children, for example. Your children, if you're a typical mom, you know, impatient with your children, and one of your children says, "Mom," and she tries to tell you the truth, but you don't want to hear it. So you slap her around or put her down or make her go to daycare or something like that, see? Because most people, I'm sorry to say, most people do not want to admit they're wrong. That's the last thing they want to do, is admit they're wrong. The mental institutions are filled with people who had parents who refused to admit they're wrong, and they bamboozled the child into thinking that they, the parents, were wonderful and nice and good and always right, and that the child was wrong, and the child became confused. See? And Skid Row, you know, the gangs, the Skid Row is filled with people who were driven there by self-righteous parents. See? Now, right now, I can tell a lot of you are seething and reaching for the dial to turn the radio off because you don't like to hear what I'm saying. Well, my question to you is, why would you object to what I'm saying if it doesn't apply to you, if you're a wonderful person and it doesn't apply to you? You see? All right. Now, but there are some people, in fact, there are quite a few of you, perhaps, who are listening in, and you realize that when you were a kid, young person, teenager, you resented your parents. For whatever reason, your dad wasn't there for you. Your dad was a drunk or an alcoholic, or he was violent, or he was a wimp, or he was gone. See? Your mom did the best she could, I'm sure, but she resented your dad, and she may have taken it out on you. See? And she was self-righteous. She always wanted to be, and so on. And you resented your parents. You went to school, and there you had teachers that some of them were bossy or pushy or what have you, and you resented that. And there were other kids that were smart or beautiful or popular or what have you, and you resented them. And see, and you went to church, and then you saw that the minister had feet of clay. He wasn't perfect, so you resented him. You saw other people who acted real nice on Sunday, but then during the week they weren't nice at all. So you resented them, and then you rejected religion, and so you rushed off, and you found friends that were just like you, and you rejected authority, and you drank together, smoked together, sexed together. See, listened to your kind of music together, and you had a wonderful time. But something was wrong because it was all based upon hate, see? And you went out into the world looking for love, and maybe you found somebody. Maybe you're a lady, and you went out in the world looking for love, and you found, what did you find? Well, you found what looks like love, but wasn't love. Then you found abuse, use and abuse. See, and then you resented that person too because he ended up being just like your dad or even worse. But then you felt guilty for resenting him. So you served him, tried to be nice, tried to make things work out, and he took advantage even more. Then you resented him even more and you got stuck in an endless cycle of love and hate, love and hate, love and hate. See? Then you looked for help from all the helpers of the world. See? Maybe you started taking pills, some kind of meds, and you tried to medicate away your spiritual issue. See, your spiritual issue. And what is this spiritual issue that you tried to medicate away? It is the fact that you became separated from your own ground of good, your own ground of being from which you could have flowered. See? And the virtues, the beautiful virtues, you tried to slap them on from the outside. You know, you tried to become brave by acting tough or taking karate lessons or something. I'm not saying that it's not okay to take karate lessons. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying you compensated. And the insight, the native intelligence that you had, you fell away from it, from your intuition. You fell away from intuition, so you compensated with knowledge. So you studied. Maybe you got a degree or degrees, and you kept studying. See, you tried to find God in books, or in music, or in scriptures, or in ritual, or in a building, or in somebody else. But you can't find God there. You're looking in the wrong place. It's all a compensation. And because you resented your parents, you resented your mom, you resented your dad, you resented people, maybe you resented your husband, why, you looked for love out there. See, you looked for love. Someone who accepted you just as you are. Someone who assured you and reassured you and liked and loved you just the way you are. But you see the problem with that, ladies and gentlemen, is that when they accept you just as you are, they're accepting the fallen you, the egotistical you, the prideful you, the guilty you, the you that doesn't want to admit it's wrong. And they comfort that. See? They comfort it, they soothe you, and they offer you more goals. Get another degree, more study, more pills, more marijuana, more degrees, more medication, see, more ambition, more goals, more scripture, more study, more chanting, more something. See how that works? You've got to find your way back to your center. And it's as simple as getting the meditation that I have and learning to sit still and refine your calm center of dignity, and then start anew and move forward to joy. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor with Roland Trujillo. Yes, indeed. You can very easily contact me. I'm going to have a phone line. That's what I'm going to do. The next thing I'm going to have is a phone line, but I don't have one right now. So if you have a question, then send me an email. And if you want to chat, did you know you can actually chat with me? See, I'm actually a very nice person. I'm a very sweet, very nice gentleman. Now, did I sound a little harsh to you earlier? Well, there's a method in my madness, and it's not madness. It's crystal clear logic and intuitive, and it's what they call tough love. Have you ever heard that expression? In other words, I don't start off by comforting you and telling you you're a wonderful person. See? I start off with a little tough love, and if you can grit your teeth and bear a little bit of tough love, see, then the good, then you're ready for the good. And those people cannot bear the truth who gnash their teeth. They gnash their teeth. See, or their little demon inside is acting out. See, they can't bear it. They got to turn the radio dial off because they can't stand to hear the truth spoken guilelessly, innocently. See, they can't bear it. But if you can, well, good. Then you're still here. Now, here's what you need to do. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention is that some of you realize that you resented your parents, you went out in the world and did this and that and got some degrees and studied and compensated and looked for love and made some mistakes and, you know, all the usual stuff. That's what most people have done. We've all made mistakes. What does it say in the Bible? It says we all have sinned and fallen short of the law. That's what Paul said. Okay, so now what are you going to do? Are you going to keep doing the same old, same old? What's the expression? If what you're doing isn't working, then why do you keep doing the same thing? Something like that. I'm not saying it right, but you know what I mean. So what you have to do is think outside the box. You've got to come up with something new, but not something weird, not something weird and far out. See, that's what most people do. They go for something weird and far out. They reject Christianity, and then they take up, I don't know, Buddhism or something. And the Buddhists, they resent their parents and resent the pressure and the hypocrisy, so then they take up Christianity, see? Or they join a gang, or they take up something. The more weird and far out it is, then before long they got nose rings and earrings and tattoos everywhere and tongue rings and God knows what, see? Well, you know, when I see someone when I see someone that's been degraded or they're degrading themselves, when I see that, what I realize is that they resent their parents. If they'd had a good parents, especially a good father, if father had been there for them, then they would be okay. See? And some kids rebel. Their parents are decent, but they still resent their parents anyway. They rebel and they go off and do all the wrong things, but then later on they kind of forgive their parents and then they're kind of okay. Well, that's nice. That's good. It's good to be kind of okay, but there's another step. The other step is reconciliation with God, which comes through repentance. Now, while we're on the subject, I want to mention my meditation. I want to finish the thought, and that is you did all the things, you resented your parents and all the usual stuff, but now you're older, now maybe you have kids, and now you see that you're just like your parents, or you see that your parents' nature is in you, or someone's nature is in you. See, whoever did you in when you were a kid, there's their nature inside of you. See? So now you take a step back and say, whoa, 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 wait a minute now. See, now you can forgive them because now you know what they were dealing with. See? And now you realize that you're just like them, so now what? Well, now you need to get my meditation and read some of my books and like that, okay? Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues, mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here, Pastor Roland. Now, you don't have an excuse anymore. You heard the truth. So what are you going to do about it? Well, what you need to do is to sit back quiet and quietly realize that I'm right and you're wrong. Okay? Realize that your parents made some mistakes. Maybe they were rotten. Maybe they were halfway decent. But whatever it was, you resented them. So now you have to see that maybe they were dealing with some issues, some struggling with some issues, with some demons, see, with some trauma, that something that was done to them when they were kids and they couldn't help them. So now forgive them. It doesn't mean you have to like what was done to you. It doesn't mean you have to become friends. You could be, but you don't have to. It doesn't mean you have to accept what happened or go back and try to be nicey-nice with them and so on. No. All it means is that you don't resent them, you stop resenting them. You drop resentment. Wonder what forgiveness is, how to forgive? I'll tell you how. You drop resentment. That's it. It's that simple. Just drop resentment. Okay? Then the next thing you have to see is that you've been guilty of a lot of hate and a lot of anger. You need to know how to deal with your anger. See, when it arises, you need to know how to deal with it. That's why you need to get my meditation. Now, while we're on the subject, I made the most beautiful meditation for anger management. It's just beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful meditation for anger management. You can get it at my Common Sense Counseling Center, which is www.commonsensecounseling.org. Okay? Very simple. Or you can just Google my name and the Center for Common Sense Counseling. You'll find it. When you go there, you know, you'll see, you'll get to the home page there, and there's some different links. And if you look over on the left side, kind of go down, you'll see something that says anger management. Anger management, or meditation for anger management, something like that. You click on it, and there you are. Your nice page with describes your problem, your anger problem. And you can get the meditation. You can get it by mail, a CD by mail, or you can download it. You can download it right away and also download a couple of ebooks and get started, okay? Well, so what are you waiting for? Go to the Center for Common Sense Counseling, www.commonsensecounseling.org, and get the meditation. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
I've got all the resources for you. I've got books, meditations, a meditation for PTSD, the classic meditation, a meditation for anger management, some wonderful books, Becoming a Friend of God, Conquering Stress, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, Spiritual Healing from Within, How to Be a Good Parent. Many, many wonderful books and the meditation. Get them, get started. Learn to calm down and get centered and let go of resentment and start moving forward. Okay? Moving forward. My name is Pastor Roland. May God bless.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.